This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A brief detour now from the economics of global politics to the big business world of fashion and fashion accessories. Coach, that maker of pricey handbags, announced a bit of a splurge today. It's going to buy its rival Kate Spade for $2.4 billion. But as Marketplace's Jed Kim explains, this is about more than just purses.
Coach says it's pulling out the wallet and spending because Kate Spade is a strong brand.
With leadership and the attributes of fashionable, fun, and feminine, and a growing share of the millennial consumer across channels.
That's Coach CEO Victor Luis on a call to investors this morning. Kate Spade's millennial clientele is a big draw. There's more, though. Bill McComb is the former CEO of the company that owned Kate Spade. He says Kate Spade itself is young and full of potential, compared with Coach, whose sales have matured.
Kate is only halfway up the curve, so to speak, in terms of what they think the max sales can look like for the brand around the world and in all product categories.
Coach already acquired pricey shoemaker Stuart Weitzman in 2015. Milton Pedraza is CEO of high-end consultant The Luxury Institute. He says the Kate Spade purchase is part of a larger vision.
They would become the first true luxury and premium conglomerate.
The first American one, that is. Pedraza says Coach is following the example of European conglomerate LVMH, which has built a stable of luxury brands. Louis Vuitton, Dior, Fendi, and others. It's benefited from streamlining the back ends of its businesses.
You can consolidate the financial, the payroll, the human resources functions that are not exclusive to each brand,
while keeping their individual identities separate and unique at the front end. That strategy has helped conglomerates survive the lean times in retail sales. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.